Proclamation number 4423 of 30th of August, 1948. Effects of the Divine Word. Influx of power. Exhortation. The direct influx of spiritual strength in the form of my word has an extremely beneficial effect on the human being's soul, even though he does not physically feel it. It is a state of spiritual freedom, for the soul no longer feels bound by the body. It does not feel the heaviness of earth. It temporarily dwells in spiritual spheres and sees and hears there what it cannot render to the physical human being. Thus it would be incomprehensible to the human being's intellect and therefore is not conveyed to him either. For this reason the soul often feels that its stay on earth is a torment. It can only move back with difficulty and has to struggle a lot because earthly things burden it and it longs for the eternal home. Yet the soul also has to go through this hardship as compensation for the grace of being in contact with the spiritual kingdom and being fed by me myself with strength, with nourishment which ensures its eternal stay in those spheres. As long as it lives on earth, the heaviness of earth will also burden a person who strives spiritually upwards. If the soul now succeeds in making the body insensitive to suffering and hardship, so that the body also despises earthly things and turns towards the spiritual kingdom, then the human being will rise above everything and bear earthly life with equanimity and peace of mind and regard it as a short transitional station for eternity. And my word helps the human being to achieve this. The strength which has taken on form in order to also be able to be effective for the earthbound. For this reason you should often read my word and take it into yourselves, and then the body will also feel its beneficial effect. Then soul and body will be nourished and draw strength from the soul's nourishment. The human being will become strong and resilient. He will be able to do any work and no longer feel earthly life to be so difficult. And therefore I always and constantly admonish you to let me speak to you and to make more use of my gift from heaven. I give to you, but you must also accept what I offer to you. Your heart must open and eagerly let my word flow into it and you will obviously feel the effect. For I want to help you, earthly as well as spiritually, and reveal the right remedy to you. But you must use it without doubting. Receive the strength from me which is offered to you without restriction. Refresh yourselves with my word and accept the evidence of my love. For I know about all your needs and want to help you because I love you. Amen.